In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I knew their plot because the Lord informed me. At that time, you, O Lord, showed me their doings. Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The word of the Lord.
The response is, O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and rescue me, lest I become like the lion's prey, to be torn to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Do me justice, O Lord, because I am just, and because of the innocence that is mine. Let the malice of the wicked come to an end, but sustain the just. O searcher of heart and soul, O just God. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. A shield before me is God, who saves the upright of heart. A just judge is God, a God who punishes day by day. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, "This is truly the prophet." Others say, "This is the Christ." But others say, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoke like this man." So the Pharisee answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed." Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, "Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing?" They answered and said to him, "You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." Then each went to his own house. The Gospel of the Lord. Do we know Jesus? Is the answer that I want to pose today for each one of us. It is hard for people in the gospel reading today to come to know who Jesus is. It might be out of jealousy. Oh yeah, he is more popular than us and he has many followers. Or it might be out of fears. Yeah, what happened to us when people know we believe in what Jesus says? Or it might be out of preconceived knowledge about Jesus. As people mumble, "The Christ will not come from Galilee, but from the Scripture, Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem." We might chuckle because when we read the Gospel, we know where Jesus truly born, right? In Bethlehem. Yet the guard honestly stated their knowledge of Jesus with a sense of awe. "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." It might be similar to when we discover a new music band and we exclaim, right, wow, it is really cool. I haven't heard it before. So now when we have a lot of time, I read Bible slower, and I hope you take Bible out and do some readings as well. And God opened my mind a little bit more about who Jesus is. Jesus speaking truly has authority. For example, calming the stormy sea or multiplying 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, feeding 5,000 people, casting out demons, and giving healings to many people. And the list continued to go on. I conclude with the beautiful words from Pope Francis at a prayer service yesterday. The Holy Father says, "You ask us not to be afraid, yet our faith is weak and we are fearful. But you, Lord, will not leave us at the mercy of the storm. Tell us again, do not be afraid, and we, together with Peter, cast all our anxieties onto you, for you care about us." The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.